I wanted to share something with you. We don't have any. How many young people are here today? Hallelujah. Yeah. Uh-huh. You got it. You know, shepherds are still an important part of the life in the Mideast, Holy Land especially. The shepherds wander all across the field there in Bethlehem when you go over there, and it makes you realize how some things have never changed and some of the cultures and so forth. And we have people raising sheep around here now, and goats and alpacas and all kinds, but they need to be shepherded. And so the shepherd is an important part of that flock called sheep. And whenever you look at the shepherd's staff, it's got a hook on it. Now, I didn't bring a cane here, but a lot of times people have a cane and it's got that hook. Well, that hook for the shepherd is an important part of taking care of the flock. It says in the 23rd Psalm, "Thy staff and thy rod shall comfort me." Well, the staff and the rod is for discipline, and the other part is to help nurture the sheep when they get out of line. Either take that hook and grab them by the foot, or even gently around the neck and get them back into the foothold. And that's what Jesus, when we're going to talk about this morning, the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and we are his flock. I brought this back from the Holy Land, and it's a little statue made out of olive wood. And I often think about some of the military men when they have in battle and one of their comrades fall, and they pick them up and they throw them over their shoulder and take them to safety or to a medical unit. And that's what Jesus does for us as the Good Shepherd. He's the shepherd of all of us. When we fall down, he's there to kind of help us and guide us and keep us back on the right path. And you say, okay, preacher, he's not here in the physical sense anymore. He went home to be in heaven. And he sent one greater than him, the Holy Spirit. And he's always there to nurture you and to care for you. And he calls you his own because he loves us so much. So when you think of a shepherd, think of Jesus being the Good Shepherd. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little while. Did you ever hear the story of the big bad wolf? Some of the children's stories. We're going to look at some of them a little later too. But think of Jesus as the Good Shepherd who takes good care of us.